Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Sit down! Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That's some professional L.A. shit right there, because we're coming to you once again from the UCB Theater, Franklin location. It's Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. I can't believe you guys. I'm still writing 2016 on my checks. Are you guys still making name tags? Holy crap. The front row is name tag crazy. I haven't seen this in a while. Five name tags in the front row. Chelsea looking at your phone instead of having a name tag. Sitting next to a Dan Harmon looking motherfucker. Oh my God, there's so many name tags tonight. This is exciting because as you can see, we have four guests and they're going to have a tough choice ahead of them because normally in LA, we don't have that many name tags. Sit down. Just yelling at every latecomer. Could get you anything. Like a watch. Doug plugs. Yeah, classic. You know, when you're in stand-up comedy for as long as I am, you have some classic riffs. Doug plugs. This Saturday, April 28th, Doug Loves Movies comes to Indianapolis for the first time ever. We've been out in Bloomington, but never in Indianapolis. 4:20 start time. 4:30. The historic Basile Theater at the Athenaeum, whatever that means. And then Sunday, April 29th, this Sunday, I return to the Waiting Room Lounge in Omaha for a stand-up show with a special guest you know and love from Doug Loves Movies. Be sure to bring your name tags, Omaha. And May 4th, 5th, and 6th, yeah, I'll talk to Omaha like that. Don't forget your name tags, Omaha. In L.A., they did not tonight. They brought a shit ton of name tags. May 4th, 5th, and 6th, I'm doing shows at both the Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois, and Chicago, Illinois. Both kinds of Zanies. For all of my dates, I'm like looking at this like, what did I write here? Both kinds? Oh, both kinds of shows. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies, and you get it. For all of my dates, deets, and ticketing links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Nice. So professional this week, you guys. I can't believe this prize bag. This prize bag is so good that there's a prize bag inside of it, which is stuff I want to keep. Yeah, I'm going to hang on to some stuff tonight. But you guys are going to win from the K-Rock April Foolishness show a t-shirt that I would never wear because I was in that show. And that's weird. A copy of my CD, what's it called? Smug Life. I want to call it Doug Life because that works too, but Smug Life. This was something, I stayed in a hotel recently where they knew it was me and they hooked me up. They gave me a 250 milligram THC brownie. Yeah, they just left it in the hotel room and I was like, I'm not going to eat that. And then, and congratulations to our friends in Broken Lizard and the success of Super Troopers 2 had a great opening weekend. And one of you is going home with a Super Troopers 2 mustache. Yeah, yeah, it's official. It's branded. I've got a Twix koozie, as I have had in the last several shows and will continue to have for a bunch of shows. Bombas is a new sponsor of my stuff, so I brought a pair of their socks. And I tried on a pair, and they're very, very comfortable. Holy shit, I can't believe I gave you so many. It's a bunch of... Doug Loves Movie stickers, and the winner tonight, your mission is to put these stickers in weird places and then take post pictures of it on the internet. I don't know if you will or not, but go for it. And I saw the Harry Potter play on Broadway, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and they gave out buttons that say, hashtag keep the secrets. And I love the show, and I remember that it had a lot of twists and turns, but I couldn't tell you what any of the secrets are. I couldn't tell you if I wanted to. Wow, that shirt did not go in that bag. That was really bad aim on my part. So all of that is going to be won by somebody, in addition to the gifts brought by my guests, and they've gone, I've seen some of them, and they've gone way too far beyond what I was hoping they would bring. So somebody's going to win some good shit tonight. Please give it up for Chloe Dykstra, Tony Hinchcliffe, Steve Agee, and Justin Roiland. Here they come. Right through that curtain. Sit wherever you want. Thanks for being here. You're really making the audience clap a lot with your slow entrance. I get what you're doing. I figure it out. Sit next to me, Justin. My new friend for about a year now.
Best friends for a year.
Yeah, but it took a year to get you to show up here.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in a second. We'll get back to you soon. Because we're going to meet everybody individually, starting with Chloe Dykstra is here, everybody.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Second time on the show, I think?
Yeah, not on this show.
You've been on this show before.
No, I haven't.
I've seen you sitting here at this table before.
No, this is my first time on the UCB stage.
Okay.
I'm honestly little...
If you say so.
A little scared right now.
You've been on the weed show a couple of times.
I have been on
the
weed show.
Yeah, so this is nowhere near as scary as that.
No, it's not. It's only like a huge audience. It's fine.
We're maybe the listeners, but here in L.A., we couldn't even fill a 99-seat theater.
No, there's like 200 people here.
Because people are jaded as fuck in L.A. They're like $7 to maybe see something good? I don't think so.
It's Tuesday.
But thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I'm sorry that I imagine that you've been here before.
Yeah.
I'll try to change that in my imagination.
Easy.
That's Steve Agee, everybody!
Thanks, Doug. Good to be back.
You're what I call, especially like if you follow Steve Agee on Twitter, you're gonna follow the exploits of a life enthusiast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all of his tweets are about I don't want to leave the house. I don't like anything. Fuck
everybody.
You
know what happened in my neighborhood yesterday?
No, I don't.
They found an old man who'd been dead in his house for 2 months. 2 months before anyone smelled anything or checked on him. That's the truth.
Well, that means that's a big property lot size then, if nobody's smelling anything, right?
No.
That's a good, no?
2 months, he's got a stink.
I think you found out that you can get away with not paying your rent for exactly 2 months.
2 months? No. Oh, it was a house, though. I think
down
he,
the door.
I think Steve figured out he could murder somebody for 2 months.
Then they had to send the bomb squad because when they broke into his house to find the body, it was full of guns and ammunition.
The body was filled with guns and ammunition? This is a rough neighborhood you live in, dude. Obviously,
he wanted
these
to
gangs
take it with him.
Trying to send a message.
Fill him with guns and ammunition.
That's my. I made him a Mexican. I'm sorry.
Message in a bottle filled with guns.
The gangster in L.A. Mexican gangster. I did it. Right. I'm a white guy, and that's bad nowadays.
I love it, and we might as well say hello to you since you've been yapping so much. It's Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Hello. Thank you.
I invited Tony here tonight because he's a Rick and Morty enthusiast.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm also an enthusiast of drinking hooch out of a coffee cup.
What kind of hooch?
I'm just kidding. It's coffee.
Because I've had experiences where I put some vodka in one of those, and it leaks through the bottom of the cup. And that makes me think, why am I putting vodka in my body if it can just fight its way through a paper cup?
Every liquid leaks out of your body eventually.
Paper's weaker than
Right, but they
stomach.
Don't leak out of those cups,
oh,
right?
That's true.
You know what it would really leak out of is if it was filled with guns and ammunition.
And had been dead for 2 months.
Uplifting beginning.
Delicious.
And finally, Justin Roiland is here.
Hi. Prepare to be disappointed by me tonight.
Dude, I was so excited to find out that you're a Kill Tony enthusiast, which is Tony's podcast.
God. I'm obsessed.
Thank you.
And and you've
you
jumped,
brought us together, man. Thank
right?
you.
But the next step is you and I are going to be, if Tony's all right with it, we're going to be guest judges on the show sometime together.
Judges, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I know you're not comfortable judging people.
Well, I'm not a stand-up. I
That's no reason not to judge people that are shitty at it.
Okay,
it's not really a judge. It's a guest on the show. We're not just judging them. There's no like winners and losers.
I like the way you phrase that. It's not a judge. It's just somebody. It's just a guest.
Just a person.
It's not a person there.
You're just hanging out, giving input. And I even said to Justin, all your comments can be positive.
Yeah,
you
can
just say
that was
positive,
cool, dude. That was rad, dude.
Hell yeah.
Wait, can I ask Steve a question about the dead corpse guy?
Yeah, go for it.
2 months it took his smell to reach the nose of all the surrounding houses. How much property was that?
That's what I'm saying.
Said that same thing,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
It's
like
we're
normal.
Like,
acre? Like,
it's about what your house is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
there's no reason to make this personal.
Okay, sorry. Anyways.
It's just like your house on 1542.
Yeah.
I didn't give an address.
Guys, come on. That's too close. That's the actual address.
I just guessed. It felt like a real Rick and Morty number.
When I
to
die
me.
In a couple weeks, which I'm planning to do, as my close friends know, I'll have 2 months before anybody.
No.
Smell
people will know.
Travel quicker. All right.
Was he an old man?
Yeah.
Aw. Well, you know, let's give him a moment of silence.
Your dogs will eat you, Justin.
My tiny dogs will live for. They'll feast for months. For 2 months.
See, you're doing great. You were like worried. You're like worried about. I don't want to go on these live things.
I don't know what's the matter with you people being able to get in front of a. Crowd, you can see their faces.
You said we're so relaxed, and it's like, no, we're not relaxed, we're pumped.
Yeah,
we're excited to say random shit in front of a live audience.
Yeah, all right, I'll get used to it.
Yeah, you will.
When do we get to talk about our presents?
Right now, Chloe, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
No one's beaten Chloe.
I wasn't sure what to bring exactly, so I started with Good Burger because I feel like Here's the thing. I'm really bad with movies. So I'm kind of like the millennial meets Generation Z, or I'm kind of right in the center here. So I just thought I'd bring a little taste of my generation. And then I brought Geeky Dreamboats, a book that I got when, I think it's 2009. It's got Michael Cera on the front, Adam Brody, Daniel Radcliffe, I think, who else was in here?
All the Geeky Dreamboats.
Jimmy Fallon.
This book is insane.
Barack Obama. Deaf somehow.
And Gosling.
That book alone.
It's Yasiin Bey, young lady.
That book alone is worth it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. And then I brought X-Men Apocalypse because I don't want it. So.
I don't think you want any of those things.
There you
things.
Go.
I think yes. You undersold
that's
Dreamboat
my contribution.
Book.
So, do I have to? Here you go.
I'll whoever wins the prize package, let's talk after this because I want that Dreamboat book.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's yours. It's yours.
No, I can't steal.
No,
from
anybody
the
that's a guest on the panel.
No,
can have,
I can't.
Can
do
have
that.
Anything from the
I
prize
mean,
bag.
I do want it though. Wow. I mean,
yeah, hang on to it.
That's fucking hilarious. Look at that shit.
Pretty good.
That
look at all incredible. The little kiss marks.
Justin's a huge Degrassi fan. That's true.
Come on, everyone's in here. Tony
smokes a lot of Degrassi.
You're all in here.
Steve, what'd you bring?
I brought a You're the Worst lunchbox.
Whoa.
That was a rap gift. It was a rap gift. All their,
of course, you play Dutch on You're the Worst, one of my employees at DB
right.
International.
That's right.
And who knows what's going to happen to us in the fifth and final season. I'd like to be killed off since it's the last season.
Oh, that would be fun, yeah.
Yeah, we should both die together somehow.
And they don't find us for 2 months.
There's that scene where people are like,
uh-oh.
Just sniffing. Yeah. Oh, seems like there might be a dead person or two around here.
Or two.
It's a smell you never forget.
And is there anything in the lunchbox?
Air.
You just brought an empty lunchbox?
The band? To the whole band?
You're the Worst rap gift.
Are you sure there's nothing in it?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, double check.
It's filled with guns and ammunition. A ghost just escaped.
No, there's nothing in it.
You but let him out.
That's beautiful. That's perfect. You know, Stephen Falk, who created this show, You're the Worst, he listens to this podcast, so he's going to be thrilled to hear you re-gift
it. Well, no, it's a delightful rap gift, but it's you said yours is sitting on top of your refrigerator.
Mine's on top of my refrigerator. It's true.
It's going to find its way into a landfill after tonight. Let's be honest. No, I'm just kidding. I don't
know. Oh, people are excited to have it.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd boy, you that... bring, Tony?
I'm pretty excited about what I brought. I brought the book I'm Dying Up Here, which now has a Showtime show made after it. And,
right.
It's a great book, and it's about comedy, and it's great, great stuff. Teaches you everything you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And the fountain. But ahead
and
by
I also
Anna.
brought a can of Canna Dips. Now, if you're wondering what that is, it's what you probably think it is. It is it's a little chewing tobacco pouches, but it's not chewing tobacco. It's just medical cannabis.
So you could just nice. Shove that
that's
between your cheek
good.
And gum.
That's
and
a good one.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And it gets you high?
Yeah, 150 milligrams of THC in that can.
They're not fucking around.
The challenge that I offer is for you to do the whole can of dips and try to read through Geeky Dreamboats.
Yeah, that's why I can't keep this, man. Come on.
All right, I want you to have it, but if you don't want it,
Doug,
that's
are you
cool.
going to contaminate the Canna
I'll
dips?
I'll find it online.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking have some of it.
Oh my God, dude.
Wait, it's little pouches?
Yeah, there put it, is. Put it
like,
in your
mouth. Like Skull Bandits.
Yeah.
Is it, if you swallow your...
Don't swallow it.
Jeez, he puts it in like he's about to pitch a baseball game.
That's how dips work, man. Oh, that's not good. That's not, I don't think that's going to work out for me.
I mean,
did the high just
does anybody
you?
Else want to try one?
No yeah. way. I mean, if you swallow the
nobody.
Spit, you get super sick. Like with
you guys have all gotten high. You've like, all gotten high on my show, except for Justin, and you won't even try one of these?
That come looks, on. It looks kind of dangerous.
Come on,
to me.
Weaklings.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I don't want to do
I
it.
Might pitch a no-hitter.
I mean, I don't want to do one. There's a reason why I'm giving it away.
One went on the floor. I mixed it in good. The winner will
that's
never
the
know.
That's a surprise one.
All right, Justin, what did you bring?
I just brought a backpack of Rick and Morty stuff that I...
Justin,
now listen,
you guys didn't cheer like that for the I'm dying up here.
What the fuck?
by William Nottlesberger.
They turned it into a good show.
Justin, how many of those backpacks do you actually have?
There's like 12 of them in the office. I just grabbed a bunch of stuff from the
office.
It's
a beautiful backpack. It's in space with Rick and Morty.
Yeah,
and
it's like really, I you'll love get it. And then it's filled so with good. A bunch of Rick and Morty things.
Yeah, let's see some examples.
We don't have to spend too much time, but yeah, there's some things
in
here.
I'm going to spend the next half hour.
You guys ready? We're going to take our fucking time with this shit. We got a fucking wallet.
Funko Pop.
We got a wallet right here. Yeah. We got a... Wait, what's this? Oh, we got some... We got a pen.
Socks. I think you might have a whole head-to-toe wardrobe when you leave here. Because there's shirts and a belt. A fucking Rick and Morty belt. You can, look at that shit.
You can cut it.
Who would wear that ever? I love it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Great for going through TSA.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, a whole backpack full
bunch
of stuff.
Of,
thank you, thank
things.
You so much for doing that because yeah. That's yeah. What?
You see
what?
He's pickle.
Gotta go, Rick.
Wriggle Rick. Wriggle Rick. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I didn't know I had to bring a prize.
You did a
today.
Great job. Oh shit! I forgot to put this stuff back in.
But, just keep it, man.
I
cheat.
I already kept something, I gotta say.
Oh.
Yeah. I was very excited about one of the items and I kept it. But lots of stuff for the winner tonight. But before we get to that, I have to ask everybody a question before we get to the games. Starting with Chloe, what was the last movie you saw?
This is really disappointing.
Is it? Why?
I saw The Greatest Showman.
It's all The Greatest Show, man.
It's all The Greatest Show, man.
Why is that disappointing? Why did you do it? What did compelled you, see, you to watch it?
I was on a plane.
I saw it on Christmas motherfucking day.
You went?
With my mother, and we had a lovely time.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. We were both like, Zendaya!
It's the one good thing to come out of that movie is Zendaya with a pink wig. It's pretty good.
She looked good, right?
She looked great.
Yeah, she was flying around
was
on
fun.
A rope.
Why don't
with,
we rewrite
with Zac
the stars?
Efron. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't like the movie?
I mean, did you guys see it? Did anybody see it?
Some people did.
Yeah,
not probably
fine.
Not this audience.
You don't really, you don't really.
But it was a pretty big hit with
I'm not a good flyer, so I thought I'd just
people.
Throw something on that wasn't going to freak me out, and it still kind of freaked me out a little bit.
It troubled me that there's a whole song and dance number built around doing shots in a bar.
Yeah.
And about how great it is to do that. And, like, that's a movie that families went to see. But, like, if somebody smoked a joint in a family movie, everyone will lose their shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's the worst thing ever.
No, it's
so that,
weird.
So that bothered me. But other than that, I liked it. I liked all the freaks.
Well, that is a little tone.
Bearded Lady was a good singer.
This movie sounds cool.
They kind of... There was a little bit too much of a comparison between, like, the... Freak Show and then the Minorities at the same time. It just felt a little weird to
me. Oh, you don't think Minorities are freaks?
And then the whole, okay. Like, they...
Not very 2018.
Like, hey, look, check out all these cool freaks. And they were all so grateful that he put them on stage and then took advantage of them.
But in real life, that's the thing, is Barnum was a total asshole.
Piece of shit. Who,
One of those women, his freaks in his show was a person he found and imprisoned and forced to be in the show.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. His backstory is bad.
It's
when
bad.
He's not Hugh Jackman. He's not the awesome...
See, like, Hugh Jackman was great. But
yeah. No, he really sells the idea that P.T. Barnum was awesome.
Yeah.
And P.T. Barnum in his grave should be going, thank you, Hugh Jackman.
It was an interesting choice that they decided to put that much money into that film. That's all I'm saying. Isle of Dogs is great, though.
Oh, now you bring up another movie when we have to move on. To
all
Steve,
right,
what was the last movie you saw?
Last night I rented another more American Graffiti.
What? I can't believe you finally got around to that.
I watched American Graffiti, and while I was watching it earlier in the day, I IMDb'd it. And in the trivia... Oh, no. So I was like, you know what? I never saw the second one. And so I was looking at the trivia of the second one. And in the trivia, it says, comedian Doug Benson's favorite movie. swear to God.
There's no way.
I swear to God. And that's why I rented it. I swear to God.
American Graffiti.
There's a movie called More American Graffiti.
And is it like so bad it's good, or is it legitimately good?
No, I mean, it's not a terrible movie, but like,
why do you love it? Why is it your favorite movie, Doug?
It's like they have like four different stories, and they tell each of them in a different like visual way.
La la.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it is not my favorite movie. But I do. I don't dislike it. But
well, you're on IMDb.
At one point, Harrison Ford has a pretty big part in the first American Graffiti, and then in the More American Graffiti, he shows up at one point as a motorcycle cop, and he pulls somebody over. Yeah, and he acts all hard ass or whatever. But yeah, I don't know why anyone would name that as my favorite movie. I'm not on the record is what my favorite movie is.
Well, can you go on the record right now? And
well, I don't want people to know that Princess Diaries is my favorite movie, so I'm never going to say it on the record.
So don't.
And Princess Diaries 2 can fuck off.
I can confirm it says it right there.
Oh my God, it does. Doug Benson's favorite movie. What a weird piece of trivia.
Anarchy online. Like, anarchy.
I think anyone could go on IMDb and just add a piece of trivia.
Apparently.
But I don't know where they got that
idea. Problems we're facing as a society.
So that was it.
My favorite thing is underneath that. It says Doug Benson's favorite movie, and it says one person interested in this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this was very helpful.
Yeah, that one person was Steve Agee.
It might have been. It might have been. Other than that, I saw that Christian Bale movie, Hostiles.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that?
It's pretty good. It's really
intense,
fucked up.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, check it out.
It's his Revenant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
I tried to watch it, but I was like, no, I'm going to take a nap. You could say I was hostile toward hostiles. Tony?
Yeah, on Sunday afternoon, I saw Super Troopers 2, and I loved
it.
Yes! Yeah, absolutely loved
it. It's better than the first one.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's
some real
naysayers
out there. I don't know if they've seen the movie. Just,
people sounded bummed that it would be better. Like, oh, I wanted this one to be shitty.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we really wanted this one to be a step down. But they pulled it off.
It was great. But also earlier that day, so it was almost a tie, just a few hours before that, I watched Churchill for the first time, too. And that blew my mind. I just love those kinds of characters, and Gary Oldman just like turns into him, and it's freaky. Just
blah, blah, blah. Oh, you mean Darkest Hour?
Yeah,
yeah. It's not called Churchill.
Oh, I thought it was called.
That's
Churchill.
So funny. I was totally nodding, like I knew exactly.
I thought
what
it was
you were
called Churchill
about.
The whole time.
I was like, oh yeah, that's
yeah,
a good
yeah, Churchill, yeah.
I watched it on the plane.
Yeah, this show's all about exact titles, and so you're negative one.
Oh.
Yeah, you're losing.
Man, this is my Darkest Hour. Come on, give me my point back, man.
I think they call it Darkest Hour so they could have like very dark lighting to cover up his 4-hour makeup session that he went through every day. But he is amazing and deserved the Oscar, I think.
Yeah.
Did he win an Oscar?
Yeah, he won.
Sometimes.
When are the Oscars?
They're usually at Christmas, on Christmas Day. Yeah. They announce the Oscars. Justin, what was the last movie you saw?
It's an older movie. I watched The Mist. Frank Darabont.
And is that your first time?
No, I had seen.
You'd
it
seen
once
it before,
before,
and you're like, I want to revisit.
Yeah.
This fucking nightmarish, aggravating.
I was watching the TV show, and I was like, fuck this. Like, let's just watch the movie because. There's like crazy
there's a
monsters.
TV show version of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it originated on Netflix, but it's on Netflix. So, okay. But yeah, I was like, no, fuck this. Like, there's no like weird skeleton spiders or, fucking wasp skeletons and stuff. Like, fuck this. Let's watch the movie. So we watched the movie, and I don't know. It was all right.
Can
all
I
right.
say something
good.
Without spoiling anything?
Oh, did I just spoil something?
No.
I don't think anybody's worried about spoilers.
No, but
this movie came out in 2007.
Yeah, but I still try to be considerate. But That ending is of that movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is literally, I think, the most fucked up ending.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? God bless them.
Film. Yeah.
God bless them for that.
But fucked up in a good way.
Yeah. Well, fucked up in a. You know, it's one of those things. Like somebody in the writer's room would pitch it, and it's fucking awesome. But seriously, no, we can't do that. Come on, seriously, real pitches. And then this guy was like, you know what? Fuck real pitches. We're gonna fucking do that.
Yeah.
Because nobody would do it in Hollywood. And then they did it, and it fuck, and it's like it's exactly what
it was.
You
can
probably say what it is. That's an 11-year-old movie.
Can we? Is that okay, Doug?
Should we give a spoiler alert to anybody who hasn't seen it yet?
Wait, hang on a second.
Raise your hand out there if you're listening right now.
Turn off the podcast if you are worried about what happens at the end of The Mist.
Skip ahead 2 minutes. The Mist, 2007. Frank Darabont, they fucking kill themselves. Well, the guy, the hero, the protagonist of the movie, who's Mr. Good Guy the whole time.
Who's that, Thomas Jane?
I can't remember the actor's name.
I don't know who's in it.
Encyclopedia brain who smokes weed all the time and can somehow remember.
This is a movie
everything.
I've never sat through.
You've never seen this?
You know, maybe we shouldn't spoil it for him.
People say Marsha Gay Harden is either the worst or best character you've ever seen in a movie.
Wait, is she the religious?
She's the annoying one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And you've not seen the movie?
No, I know a lot about movies I haven't seen.
Are you the one person in this room who hasn't seen The Mist?
You might want to see it because possibly. I swore to God.
I will check it out
the
someday.
The ending I thought
it's in
I
my
saw.
Queue.
Here, the only thing that they could have done to make it more devastating is kill a dog. Like, that's the only thing that they
well,
could have done.
Well, that was actually the alternate ending. They all just get out and kill a dog.
Yeah, it's not a Wes Anderson movie, so I wasn't worried about dog deaths.
Let's not spoil it.
Hold on,
you're going to listen. You're going to fucking watch it.
I think you spoiled it enough already.
Did we really? We just said it was a bummer. So.
Well, they didn't kill a dog.
Oh, wait,
that's
no, I did
kind of
spoil it.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah, I sort of spoiled it. Ah, fuck it, whatever. Unceremoniously
check it out,
spoils.
You guys.
Those of you listeners who just skipped ahead to this point, you missed absolutely nothing. You can skip back and start over.
No, you missed some good stuff. Go back and listen. It's great. Go back and listen, I swear.
Just skip around. You know, that's the best way to listen to this. There's no rhyme or reason to anything. But there is a point in the show. Oh, did I ask you what you saw yet, Justin? There is a point in the show where I... Did I miss you? There's a point in the show where I say, turn it off, Bort. Shut it down, Bort. Let the games begin! Woo! Yeah. We got name tags. Lots of name tags. A lot for the LA crowd, so I'm very proud of everybody for their hard work. And each of you has to go select a name tag that you would like to play for.
One guy there just has a normal name tag.
Yeah. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Support for today's show comes from American Addiction Centers. Sometimes it's hard to ask for help. Addiction is a nationwide problem that can affect anyone, and there's no easy fix. Recovery isn't one size fits all. AAC is revolutionizing the addiction treatment industry with holistic, evidence-based treatment practices. They offer innovative technology to ensure safety throughout detox and treatment, specializing in treating dual diagnoses or co-occurring mental health issues and addiction. They work hard to make sure individual needs are met, empowering individuals in their lifelong recovery journey in a comfortable, home-like setting. AAC even offers in-house genetic testing so that you can find out if you're prone to any kind of prescription drug sensitivity or interactions. This is especially important in the midst of the current opioid epidemic. If you struggle with drugs or alcohol, or maybe you're not even sure whether or not you have a problem, call American Addiction Centers at 888-708-4412, available 24/7. Your life is worth more than your addiction. That's 888-708-4412. Don't wait until it's too late.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What? We're back. Who are you playing for, Chloe?
I'm playing for the Ryan King, the winner of 2 Oscars.
What 2 Oscars did the Lion
That's
King win?
That's what I'm
win?
Trying to figure out.
Probably best score and best song.
It's got to be best song.
Probably best song. Yeah.
Wow.
What was the song?
I think that is the one, right?
Oh, Circle of Life, wow. Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Genius in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, you assholes.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata, go fuck off with that song. Steve, who are you playing for?
Dirty Haley. Detective Haley Callahan. You don't assign her to murder cases. You just turn her loose.
Wow, you're going to have quite a career when Nick Nolte dies.
Hey, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you could totally take over all the Nick Nolte parts. This is my impression of Nick Nolte responding to Barbara Streisand directing him in Prince of Tides. Jesus Christ, Barbara! All right, who you play for, Tony?
I'm playing for Pete Cemetery.
Oh, you got a whole book out of the deal.
Yeah, you got a book.
Shit, he really fucking scoured the crowd looking for the good stuff.
I did. I went up to the... there was one man that tried to hand me his cell phone at one point.
Oh.
As an actual... He built
Take
his
my
sign.
Phone, please.
Somebody tried to give me a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't.
So who's Pet Cemetery? Who's what's the name of the person?
Pete. Yeah, Pete.
Pete Cemetery.
And I looked on the inside of this to see if anybody signed it or anything, and it wasn't made out to anybody, but it does say Doug Benson's favorite movie.
I knew it.
Yeah, why it says that.
I do like that one too.
And
that's
said,
the problem
and
with my favorite movie is it's most movies.
And underneath that, it said there's one person interested in this, in an actual book. All right.
And it was me.
And Justin is playing for Alex Machina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why'd you pick that?
Cause it was. I like that movie, Alex Machina. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
And then also because it was really close to me. Is that a bad reason?
No.
Is that going to get me chastised?
No, expedience is...
Expedience.
It's pretty cool.
It says below that, what happens to me if I fail your test? Is that a quote from the movie?
I think that's what... I don't think
film?
He changed that.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it. I don't remember her saying that, but...
Look at this disgusting thing I've had in my mouth.
Oh,
like now
oh
looks,
my
now
God.
Now it just looks like a ball of
But
lint.
Are you super high, though?
I don't know
are
what
so
I am.
Are you so high right now from that?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened
Somebody's
to me.
Winning that a whole enough to last you a month.
Just put that in the prize bag.
Oh, no, it's in the prize bag.
Jeez, she means the one that I was just...
An extra surprise.
In the fucking prize bag.
I'll throw it into the crowd. Hey, who wants it?
Open your mouths, guys.
Oh, did you just put it in your pocket? Oh my God.
You just keep putting it in weirder and weirder places.
He'll deal with it.
I feel
it
like
later.
If we yell at you anymore, he's just gonna shove
no,
it up
I'm
his
not
asshole.
Done with that. No,
oh, pocket's not a good place. Oh man.
Oh man, I got so fucked up last night. Somebody roofied my beer with a little weird, I don't even know how to describe that thing.
I would
it's
say
like
sachet.
Weed chew.
Sachet? Right?
A sachet full of weed?
Jesus Christ.
A potpourri, if
a
you will.
The old pot roofie.
All right, I've got a series of games planned for you guys. Probably too many for how much time we have, but we'll muscle through. Let's start with Live, Die, Repeat. No applause. That's cool. In this game, I will slowly say the title of a motion picture, and the first person who repeats it back completely and correctly wins. You don't have to repeat back everything I say.
All right, sorry.
Just the full title of the movie.
We just repeat it back to you?
Really commit.
Just repeat it back. You just have to be the fastest.
He's done.
And the most correct.
So you're going to say something and we just repeat it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's probably a longer movie title, right?
You got to get the whole movie title.
It could be fucking Shrek 2.
So he's like, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
I hope it is Shrek 2. That'd be really cool. It'd be the quickest little round.
Yeah, it would end pretty fast. But this might drag out a little bit based on how well you guys know this title.
Here we go.
Don't.
Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Ooh.
Great job, Steve.
For real?
Incorrect.
Really? Oh.
Don't. Why'd you put your mic down?
Well, I'm not eliminated for guessing. No. Oh, okay.
We get to get. We get.
Quit
to,
making yeah, rules.
We get to guess as much as we want.
Yeah.
Don't breathe.
No.
Oh no, God.
Don't speak.
No.
I know just what you're thinking.
No.
Don't you forget about.
Don't
me?
Know what you're thinking.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Don't be.
Don't.
A.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking juice in the hood.
What is it?
Don't be a dummy while you drink juice in the hood. While you drinking juice in the hood.
Don't be a menace.
Don't be
it. Is it really
don't
that?
Don't be a menace to
society.
Society while drinking juice in the hood.
Society?
What?
Wait, really?
Don't be a menace to.
Don't be a menace to South Central. Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking juice in the hood.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking.
Don't be. Are you fucking kidding? Is this real?
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking juice in the hood.
Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Don't be a menace.
That was right. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fuck. Pete, it's for you, buddy. Pete, I'm gonna do it.
While drinking your juice in the hood, yeah.
Oh boy.
I've never heard of that movie. Am I awful for not having heard of that movie?
No.
Yes, you are. You're a racist. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Horrible human being.
Yeah.
Who will burn in hell.
You gotta turn in your human being card.
All right.
Thanks for coming by.
I'm sorry.
Great job. Tony Hinchcliffe won that one.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm all the way up to zero now.
Yeah. It only means you get to go first in the next game, but I'm so excited about this next game because it's a fairly new one. It's called How Long Is It? I'll name a thing and you guys tell me how long it is.
Six and a half.
Closest without going over, Price is Right style, is the winner.
Okay.
And we'll start with Tony, and then we'll go to Steve, then to Chloe, and then to Justin. You each get one guess and one guess only. How long is the opening single take at the beginning of the Tom Hanks movie Bonfire of the Vanities?
Wow. Okay. Holy shit, dude.
It's a long-ass take following Bruce Willis through a series of...
we know it's a long-ass
Bruce
take.
Bruce Willis events.
First of all, let me just make a point that my reward for winning the last round is going first in this one, but this would actually be an event that you would want to go last.
Yep. True.
And second of all...
Yeah, but if you say the right number, everyone else is fucked.
All right. Fine.
Yeah, if your knowledge is really
But good. Yeah, you're right. Going last would probably be the best.
Yeah. Thank you. completely makes sense. Sometimes, it's like I'm being punished. Yeah, for,
no, you win, you lose on this show. But you know, you get to weigh in first, so you could really nail it.
You know, one of the interesting things is that when I was a kid, Bonfire of the Vanities was one of the only movies that my mom would let me watch, and
weird.
No, I've actually never seen it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, not at all.
Well, okay, let me give you a clue. It's long for one take. It's not as long as your Netflix special called One
Tony,
Shot.
How long? Do you know how long a normal take would be? Yeah, like an average?
Can we get like an average?
Can we
number?
Get an average, please?
I mean, that's
without a cut,
quick,
right?
That's a pretty quick turnover.
Yeah, without cutting. Yeah,
no coverage.
An average take would be how long?
You know, it's like the five, you know, seconds. It's very similar to the Goodfellas scene where they go through the kitchen on the way into the
or
club.
The player.
Oh, so like a choreographed player.
Yeah. Like Birdman is all that shit.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to make a guess.
Okay.
9 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know why you're so upset about that, but what do you think, Steve?
11.
11 minutes. Chloe?
I'm going to say 9 minutes and 36 seconds.
I'm going to say...
Hey, that really fucks
minutes,
me.
Yeah. I'm going to say 8 minutes and 59... seconds. Isn't that how they do it
now
on
we're
Price is Right?
Because like, now this is all...
Justin, that's horrible.
Oh, is that the opposite of what you're supposed to do?
I've already
that's
forgotten
the opposite,
what my number
right?
was.
Okay, hold on. I'll take it back.
You should be
the other
back
side.
I take back my thing. Wait, so...
You should be 1 second.
Yeah, you should have said 1 second.
All right, wait,
or
wait,
just
wait,
add
wait.
1 second
okay,
to the
on,
top,
on.
The
All
longest
right, so,
one.
So, yeah, what's the longest one? You said 11?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could go 11:01.
I don't believe it's that long, though. That's the problem.
Okay, so now you got to back up to my previous advice.
Yeah.
Can I change my answer
So we have
now?
2 8-minutes over
no,
here.
No, you got to
I'm
go
nine,
first.
You're nine.
Nine
he's eight.
Really disappointing
seconds.
To hear
and
after
you're
you.
You're 11. You guys, nice round numbers.
Who said 9 and who said 11?
Wait. We would definitely set off.
All right,
the TSA
hold on. I got it. I know what my answer is.
Okay.
Without going over.
Yeah.
So, but hold on.
Fuck, Justin, just say a number.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got
any
it.
Number.
Sorry,
literally
my brain's
number.
a little tired. I got a little mosquito juice in my body right now. It's slowing me down. That's not slang for anything, by the way. I literally have a lot of mosquito bites on my legs.
What would it be slang for?
I have no idea. I just wanted to make sure.
I made love to a Mexican, so I have a lot of mosquito juice.
Mosquito juice in the hood.
Running
Why
through
would
my...
that have anything to do with being Mexican?
I don't know. I just picked a. I picked a thing.
It's the sequel.
All right. Fine. So am I backed in the corner
dentist,
and
so
and
I have
having
mosquito.
Do I have to guess over 11?
No.
I'm gonna go 10. I'm gonna go 10. 10 minutes and 12 seconds.
Okay.
Very specific.
All right, let's recap. Chloe?
9:36.
Steve?
11.
Yeah. Tony?
I guessed 2.5 minutes.
You did not.
Remember, everybody, huh? I can't hear you, Pete, you son of a bitch.
What did you really say? What was your real guess?
I said 9 minutes.
Okay.
No, you said 8.
It's not a bad guess.
Oh, did you say? Oh, you said 9.
Justin, how many?
I said 10 minutes 12 seconds.
All right.
You said 11.
Every single one of you went over. So
Wait,
nobody
can we
nobody
try again?
Wins. No,
can
nobody.
We start over?
I should have said 1 minute.
I'm going to say 4
right?
minutes.
I should have said 1 second.
Tony was on the right track cuz it's 4 minutes and 43 seconds.
I was going to say 4 minutes and 36.
Well, you know what?
Seconds.
Shame on them
oh,
then.
Oh my god, I'm so mad.
Later, Brian De Palma did a movie called Snake Eyes and he has like a almost 12 minute take in that cuz he was like, "Oh, Bonfire of the Vanities was a huge flop. Let's double that number." really get people into it. So that means Tony is still getting to go first in this next game.
You know,
Tony killing it.
I think Death Proof has a one take in it that's like 13 minutes long, a real one at
that's
a diner
true.
Scene. It's a really good one, too.
13 minutes?
Kurt Russell's hiding in the corner. You can see him at one part while it's going around.
Yeah, it's that like circle.
Cool little
the,
Easter
the table,
egg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic Tarantino diner table conversation.
There's a lot of you know those long takes in a bunch of different movies.
I feel like
no
this,
way.
Yeah, I'm kind of an expert on film. And a lot of times people do those.
I feel like this game is one long take.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's a really long haven't cut.
I think the one in Death Proof is somewhere like between 13 and 15 or something. Crazy.
I don't believe that.
No, yeah, you'll see it.
But
yeah.
It sounds legit.
That's rough. That's a rough day.
Sounds like a long-ass movie.
Yeah.
If they could afford to do that. Hitchcock's Rope, of course, is they tried to give the impression that it was all one take, and then they did it again with Birdman. Does anybody know the subtitle of Birdman?
Birdman and the...
Birdman and the...
No, it's Birdman or parentheses...
How I learned to stop worrying and love the bomb?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's it.
I think so. I think you got
Chloe's
it.
Chloe's our winner.
All right.
No, Tony gets to go first in our final game, and it's a little something called Last Man Stanton.
Wait, our final game? I mean, he's going to win then, for sure.
Wait,
what's the point structure?
This is the last game?
He gets to go first. Whichever one of you wins.
That's a three-point game?
Wins everything.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
This is for
madness.
I mean, there's no marbles in the prize bag, but this is for all of the things in the prize bag. All
right.
It's going to come down
to
this.
Well, this is where I'm really going to come in strong.
This last game. I think you might.
Man.
Anything could happen.
You'll see.
Yeah. Because an audience member that I've pre-selected is going to tell us the name of an actor or actress, and you guys have to take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out.
Wow.
But each of you get one lifeline to the person whose name tag you chose.
Oh, so I feel pretty confident about Ryan over here.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
He knew Lion King won two Oscars. That's a pretty informed individual.
But we only get one lifeline, though.
Yeah, you can only go to him once. Fuck. But I recommend you go to him early, your lifeline. I recommend you go to Alex Mackina.
Early?
Early on.
Because, even if I know it?
Because if you wait till late, then they're not going to know anything either.
Oh,
right?
I see.
The person who's suggesting a name tonight, hopefully, because this might be a joke. I might have been catfished on this one.
Oh, no.
Is there someone in the audience who goes by the Twitter name Too Many Turds? Where you at, Too Many Turds?
No way.
This guy.
Too Many Turds.
Turds with a Z.
Wow, for the podcast listeners, I just want to let you know he's really owning it. Like, he is proud that he's Too Many Turds with a Z.
You
big
went with
smile.
The Z.
I want to see the choice. Driver's license.
What can I ask you? Was there Too Many Turds with an S, and then you had to go with the Z? You just went straight for the Z.
He went Z just because he's a stylish person who has too many.
And
turds.
And I'll tell you what, this guy definitely. I'm looking at him. Definitely has too many turds.
Yeah. His sign, his name tag is made out of candy.
Yeah.
It's Reese's peanut butter cups.
So do the
you
math.
Say Reese's?
What do those turds. Turn into later?
Reese's.
Yeah, like Reese's monkey.
It's Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's?
It's Reese's, but you know, for too many turds.
Too many turds.
Tony's favorite time when he was in school was recessed.
Reese's? Like, yo, my name's Reese, and I made some chocolate.
It would have been Reese.
Oh, these are Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese made them.
Yeah. These are Reese's.
Of course. Why was Reese's feces taken when you picked your name?
Oh no!
So why too many turds?
Because it's Twitter. You can only
call yourself anything.
No, I was random. I was like 16.
You were 16, yeah,
and
of course.
You committed.
Yeah.
Wait, you picked your name back when you were 16? Wait, what's going on? What?
This is his Twitter name.
Oh.
When he was 16. Now he looks like he's about 50.
You changed his real name to Too Many Turds.
Please tell me.
Yeah, no. Justin was like, show me your license.
Justin.
No, I thought he made it up tonight. And then he was saying it was 16 years ago. I was like, wait, what? You...
Please tell me you kept your email address too, like toomanyturds@AOL.com.
No, it's just for Twitter.
Yeah. Too many turds at Twitter.
Did I just dox you or? I'm sorry.
He was a 16-year-old that had a lot of turds to deal with.
We're looking at the one guy who has access to the password to Too Many Turds with a Z on Twitter. You know what that could be worth?
What?
I don't know. There's a lot of people in the world. Let's start the bidding now online for charity.
Who wants it? How much are you going to pay for it?
For charity, we're going to auction off too many turds.
Let's raise some money.
Have you ever been typing a tweet and you realize that you use too many words?
And you're like, well, this would be blaspheme for too many turds to use too many words. We must dial back, edit. Flush now, drop more turds later.
Where are you from, Turdman?
Boston.
Boston?
Turdman?
And you're and you're visiting LA now?
I live here now.
Oh, you live here now. All right.
Good place, but too many birds.
This block has one restaurant called Birds, and I'd say that's too many birds. They're mean to us. We share, like, they won't let us walk through their hallway or use their restrooms. I didn't say that.
Someday that'll change. Someday.
Did you just Yelp review on this podcast? Yeah. One star.
Try to be, like, when you go to the bathrooms at Birds next door, try to just go through that door that comes into UCB. Try to go through that door. Someone at Birds will yell at you every time. And to me, it's like someone at UCB should yell at you for coming through that door, not somebody that's just leaving Birds. I don't know what their issue is. Why are you leaving? Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, you each get one lifeline, and we... Oh, this guy...
He's got to go to too many birds.
He went the right way.
He's going to too many birds right now. That's what it's called?
Somebody looks like he has to release too many turds.
All this turd talk, it really gets people excited to pass their own turds. So what's your real name? Did I ask you that already?
No, it's Nick.
It's Nick. Okay, Nick.
Nick Too Many Turds Johnson.
It's his mafia nickname.
Hey, where's Too Many Turds?
Hey, we're trying to do this hit. Too Many Turds took off. Gee, well, what are you going to do? He's got too many turds. What name are we going to do tonight, dude?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. Great name. Really appreciate it. He didn't come in with some bullshit. That's a genuine... That guy's been in a lot of movies. You got to say the movie titles correctly. Exact movie title. I know. You're already like, I would have done all right if you didn't say that. But Tony gets to go first, and then we'll go to Justin, and then Chloe, and then Steve, and then Tony.
Okay. I'm pretty excited about this one. I'm a fan of Woody Harrelson. Him and I are both from the great state of Ohio. I just watched this movie recently, and it always blows my fucking mind how much it holds up and how great it is. The People versus Larry Flint.
Whoa, yes.
That's a good one.
God damn.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The great director of that, Milos Forman, just passed away just last week.
Bummer,
and, amazing movie. So good.
You know what he passed away from?
Too much success.
Ammunition and guns.
Too many turds.
Oh, was it?
too
many turds.
Anal blockage.
That's too many turds, though, at the hospital is what the doctors call it.
A lot of people suffer
from that's the
name of it.
He passed from too many turds.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well,
I
he had AB. AB is the technical anal blockage.
He had AB. Case of the old ABs.
Justin, name any Woody Harrelson movie where he had anal blockage.
Easy. Was he in White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah, and don't phrase it as a question. You gotta
be more confident. More confident. Sorry, I'll up my confident meter. Where's my weird little tablet from Westworld that I can just... Anybody? No? All right.
Did you watch the premiere last night?
No. Don't spoil it.
Is it good?
Did everyone die?
Is there a reason for it to keep going? Yes. Okay.
Oh.
Well, that didn't sound as enthusiastic as I was expecting people to.
Yeah. People.
Yeah, because only two people saw it. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I think people feel forced to continue watching it.
I want
to
watch it.
It's good. It was a good first season.
Y'all don't like AI.
It was?
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Anyways,
when it was over, I was like, there's no reason for more of this. And then they were like, season 2 coming soon.
White Men Can't. Okay. White Men Jant Cump. Slam dunk. Slam dunked it.
All right.
Jamped cum.
Chloe, any Woody Harrelson movie?
Zombieland.
Yes.
Oh, of course. That's a good How can we forget?
That's a great one for when we play Bill Murray. Steve?
No Country for Old Men.
Uh-huh.
Yep. He's in that?
Or are you just complaining about your life?
Always.
Tony?
Another one of my favorites, Kingpin.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
fuck me.
That's a good one.
Cheers. You guys remember him? Does that count? That counts, right? Come on, give me a break.
Come on, everybody.
No, he's asking for cheers. Everyone,
no, I was
encourage
just
him to guess.
Like, I was saying,
he feeds off of the audience's energy like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I was like, hey, let me on while I say this next.
Let me cut you off, Justin, before you say True Detective. TV doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, hold on, I know the name of this.
You got this.
Into the world dies. Armageddon. World.
Oh boy.
Everything explodes.
Woody Harrelson is in a movie about everything.
Yeah. He's like a kooky guy. He's like, I'm kooky McKooky. I'm crazy. And
it's the guy
that did Independence Day. The director. Ooh. Who's the director of Independence Day? The guy.
Yeah, that guy.
You know what I'm talking about? He did a movie called
Justin is now doing fake commercials from Rick and Morty.
All right.
I think he's stalling.
You know what?
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Yes.
Let's go to your lifeline. Alex.
Please.
He's in The Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Okay. I'll go with Hunger Games in that case. Meanwhile, I'm going to remember that.
You can't even repeat it back properly.
Movie.
It's The Hunger Games. All right, Steve. Oh, shit.
Chloe.
I'm going to go with my lifeline. I'm going to get this out of the way.
Right? It's smart. Semi-pro.
It's
Will Ferrell.
Can I bust out my phone and just do a little?
No.
Okay.
Steve.
I'll do my lifeline.
Wait.
If she doesn't know, then do I lose or can I make up?
If she doesn't know anything, she'll say I don't know anything.
And I can still say.
She'll say I'm a completely stupid person. I'm tapping out way early on a guy that's in 50 movies.
But then I can still...
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Haley, let's see what you got.
Jesus Christ, Barbara.
Say what?
Three billboards
outside Ebbing, Missouri.
That's what I was going to say. Now I have to use my lifeline.
All right, Tony's lifeline.
Fuck. Hey, Pete, you got anything?
What do you got, Pete?
Mockingjay Part 1.
No.
Oh.
Yes, that is correct.
You can't do that.
No, yeah.
Why can't you?
The Hunger Games movie?
Yeah, if you know the name of the Hunger Games movie.
Good job, Pete. Oh, you have to know the whole Hunger Game title, though.
Yeah, he said Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
Is that a different... That's different than my Hunger Game one?
Yeah.
It's true.
There's multiple Hunger Games movies.
It's my turn now?
I feel like they're really catching fire.
I'm gonna go with Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Yes.
Because that's, you know, I was doing a bit earlier, but I really totally watched.
You
all
love those movies.
I love.
Yeah,
all
you
that
love
and
all
Woody
of them.
Harrelson and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2?
Yes.
Wait, Mockingjay?
Mockingjay.
Is it called Mockingjay?
Mockingjay.
It really is?
Yeah. Yes.
What does that mean?
It's the pig.
Oh, never mind. Don't get it.
Throughout the series, they set up that there's these...
We don't have to worry about it.
Steve, did everybody use their lifeline? Is that what just happened? Oh, my God.
It's
Woody Harrelson.
Falling apart.
Remember him in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Thin Red Line.
Yes!
And I hope it doesn't make it back here again.
Tony?
You know, I love Woody Harrelson. And there's so many options that I could go to right now, but I want to be very strategic about this so that I can perhaps have a chance of winning my friend Pete here a goodie bag. And the answer that I will say, now that I must speak an answer, would be that of the answer of. And when it will sound like this. What I'm about to say. And that answer is that will assuredly win me the game. Now that everyone is out of lifelines, there's only one answer to really give. And that would be the great and powerful answer of Hunger Games. Part.
We already got all of those.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, Tony's out. What do you got there, Justin?
A little movie called 2012. That's right. Look it up. Look it up.
What's that about?
Dog, look it up, bro. 2012.
Woody Harrelson's in that?
Hell yeah, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's the guy that directed. Remember, I was trying to get to it earlier. It just finally came to me.
I don't believe it. Can I look it up?
Will you get your phone?
Only Doug can look it up on his little iPhone.
No, I don't look it up either.
On his iPhone Plus.
I go completely by my own intuition and what I know, and he is not in 2012.
Yes, he is. He's the kooky airplane driver.
No.
Really?
Nobody agrees with you.
Okay, wait, hold on. Who? Who's the kooky?
Is he?
He's definitely in it. He's the crazy.
Okay. Your friend that you brought to the show, Justin.
Okay, well, wait, hold on,
confirming.
Hold on. I don't want to make it sound like we got a plant.
I believe you now. No, I believe you now. I believe it.
Are you the only one in the crowd that...
No.
No.
Oh, somebody's got it on their phone.
2012.
So he was kooky in that movie.
I was thinking Armageddon, but I got it. 2012. Because we all know that was going to be the year... That it was all going to go south for us humans.
You're still in. You don't have to sell it anymore.
Okay. Sorry. All right.
Yeah.
That was a rough
one. Good job.
That was a rough one. I had to fight for that one.
All right.
Got it.
No, you had...
Locked in.
Chloe's out. Chloe's really thinking about it.
I think I might win this motherfucker.
I think you might.
I'm not in a great place right now. Going with... if he was in No Country for Old Men.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Just name any other Coen Brothers movie and you'll be wrong.
That's so.
Oh shit, Justin is throwing some shade your way.
Are you trying to help me?
I don't think he's helping.
Is this help?
He's humming Cheers.
Hey, I'm not a singer, y'all.
Oh, God, something he's cameoed in. Fucking come on, anything.
He's not a cameo guy, really.
Yeah, he's a front and center.
He's full blown.
Kick the door down.
He gets in
take
there.
Take it and walk away type.
Yeah, he's got a really great career.
And
knock on wood.
Will Ferrell movie.
Knock on even if it all goes down.
Don't look over there.
I'm not trying to cheat. I can't see anything. I'm gonna go with it's gonna be 1408.
Oh, that's a great number.
It's one you of my favorite. You said 2012, so I went with another four.
It's one of my favorite numbers.
Maybe.
I love 14.
Thank you, Chloe.
That was
for
probably
Steve. Did you come up with another one in the interim?
I think Larry Flint 2 still crippled.
Still,
sorry, Tony.
I can't think of one.
Are you out already?
No, I'm totally still in it. Everybody knows I'm still in it.
Tony's out.
I think you're out.
Oh,
no. Justin's our winner.
Wow.
He was in Doc Hollywood. He was in Money Train. He was in Wilson. What else?
Natural Born Killers.
Scent of a Woman.
Natural Born Killers.
Oh my God, Natural Born Killers.
Seven Psychopaths. Yeah.
You guys are all fucking dying out there.
Indecent Proposal.
And he's also...
Robert Redford fucked his wife.
And you won with 2012.
Yeah. I don't know how it came to me, man.
That's not right at all, but it happened. Alex, come get your prizes. Where's Alex at?
Right there.
I'm sorry.
Alex, by the way, if you would be so kind to give me that weird... Oh,
yay!
See, I had to make sure that the winner was cool with it.
Well, that's nice of you.
Even though I said, if you would be so kind to hand me that booklet, please.
You're a sweet
just so you know,
man.
Justin, I'm sorry if there's any pages that are,
stuck together.
Stuck together.
Oh, my God.
You guys have no idea.
I do.
My night is going to be wild. With my copy of Geeky Dreamboats by Sarah O'Brien and Lacey Soslow. Look for it on Amazon. $12.95.
Oh, God. Did I pay $12.95 for that?
It took two human beings to write.
Give us a quick sample passage. Like, what kind of stuff can people read in there?
Let me get it. Hold on.
Ryan Gosling. Zach Braff. Zac Efron, all the Zacks are in here. Nick Swartzen's in there?
Is that the best picture? Yeah, is that the picture?
Fuck.
Here we go. Let's read Nick Swartzen.
Tobey Maguire.
We love him. We can't actually remember the first time we realized Nick was a bona fide dreamboat. It could have been when we heard about the prank he played on Jamie Kennedy. We laughed so hard, we actually peed our pants a little. So you can imagine our delight when he started showing up in movies. His role as John Heater's creepy stalker in Blades of Glory might have been overlooked for an Oscar, but it was not overlooked by our adoring eyes. And then it's got his birth date, his sign, all kinds
Wait,
of creepy shit about him. He's a Libra.
Ooh. I don't think
I did not
boy,
know
a lot
that
of
about
Libra
him.
Haters out there, but also on the geek boat meter, he's skewing way far towards geek and not. I'm assuming that's like a
the
hunk.
Boat.
I don't know. We'd have to flip through the book a little more to understand the. You know,
the physics of the dreamboat meter.
We don't have a key to understand the fucking.
Well, we've heard enough for now, but you'll be right, reading right. that at Book Soup on Tuesday.
I will read the entire book. I'll be at Book Soup on Tuesday. Come and see me. Hopefully it's the right Tuesday. There's a lot of them.
What do you got to plug, Chloe Dykstra?
I have a new movie that hopefully will be coming out at some point in the near future called Diminuendo. The trailer's out now. We're going to festivals, and hopefully it'll be on Netflix or Amazon or one of those places. So
yeah, so get all those things. Get all those services, and then wait for her movie to show up.
Yeah. Yep.
I love
Hulu.
It. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for
You're awesome.
Me.
Steve?
I got nothing. Just follow me on Instagram,
Steve
I guess.
AG.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Hopefully, Steve and I will both be on season 5 of You're the
I'm
Worst.
I'm sure of it.
You're confident?
Yeah, no, I'm very sure. Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm glad you feel good. Because it just takes one scene where they just have a character go, hey, it's the Dutch and Doug aren't around anymore. And then we're not around, you know. Tony Hinchcliffe.
Hey.
This isn't the beginning of the show.
Oh, I thought we were getting started. My name's Tony. Nice to meet you guys. I have a bunch of stand-up gigs coming up all over the country, and this is a podcast, right?
Yeah.
I have a new
No, it's just for these 70 people.
I have a new book coming out.
Went a little high on that number.
I have a new book coming out called Geeky Dreamboats 2.
There's no way that you have that book coming out.
Yeah,
no,
I have a whole spread.
Seems a little too soon after Geeky Dreamboats 1.
It has more Geek Boat Nuggets than the first one.
It's sort of different than Dreamboats. In fact, it's more like a dream yacht, if you will. It's more luxurious. And,
okay.
Soft cover. Soft on the outside.
Kill Tony. Kill Tony podcast.
Kill Tony.
Listen to it where you listen to podcasts and watch it live at the Comedy Store every Monday.
And it's touring to Vegas, San Fran, Dallas, Houston, Austin, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Detroit, and a bunch of other fun places.
I might show up in one of those places.
Yeah, you surprised the... You shocked the world and showed up to Phoenix.
Yeah, that... I don't know why I went to Phoenix.
Oh.
But it was super fun. We had a great time. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Justin Roiland, what's going on, man? When are people already bothering you about the next season of Rick and Morty?
Yeah, you know, I have nothing to announce, but I will say...
just announce it anyway.
Just buy gold, you guys.
You're still on that?
No, I'm just fucking around. But no, seriously, buy gold and silver. But more gold. And then if you can, build a bunker. If you can group together. There's enough people in here. Create a couple of groups. Build a bunker somewhere before the nukes hit. That's my plug, man.
Well, thank you. Doug Loves Movies is back here at UCB if the nukes don't hit on Tuesday, May 8th. It's 2 weeks from now, so I feel good. I feel pretty confident that will
be. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
Yeah. And thank you to all of my guests, Chloe Dykstra, Steve Agee, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Justin Roiland. As always, Brian Gutierrez and Andrew Harmon are shitheads.
What?
Who are those people?
What the fuck?
That's from my good friend Pete. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what Pete has to say. Weird. Al Gore is a shithead. Okay. And this, I don't even agree with this one. I think they're misunderstood. Pit bulls are a shithead.
Pit bulls are not shitheads.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cry.